Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Shocking Blue bringing this back. She's got it. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm still broadcasting live from Washington, D.C., from my nation's capital. Tomorrow I'll be back to regular. Notice I didn't say normal. There's nothing normal about anything that we do around here, but I'll be back to regular tomorrow and in my regular environs, in my studio back in the office. And so I'm looking forward to that. But we've had a great visit here in Washington, D.C., celebrating small businesses and a meeting with different people and different groups who are advocating for small businesses. A lot of good work being done by a lot of really smart people. Speaking of smart people, Anita Rosen is with us. Anita is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of a number of books on e-commerce, including the e-commerce answer book, the e-commerce question and answer book. What is that, third, fourth edition now, Anita?
Yeah, I think so. And it's been translated into a whole bunch of languages.
And the new book?
E-Learning
2.0. That's the brand new. That's only been out about a year or so. So check those out, folks. Anita Rosen, it's ReadyGo.com is her website, ReadyGo.com. Anita, we're talking about online marketing and how to make some sense of all of that. And you're going to help us understand how to develop a kind of a strategy, an online marketing strategy. What do you think?
The first thing is you have to figure out, really, like with any marketing strategy, what's your goal? It's no different online than it is if you're doing something around town.
So a goal would be I want to drive sales or I want to drive profits. I want to meet people that will stay with me. Maybe I won't make any money in the first transaction to get them in, but then after that they'll love me and they'll come back and I'll make money after that. Something like that.
Right. What do you really need? Do you need more traffic? Is that what you're looking for? Do you think the traffic's going to make a difference? Is it that you need more name recognition? Is it that you're in this one town and everyone in your town knows about you, but you think that there's people from another town that would come in and come to your, yeah. I don't know what you have. Do you have a store?
Yeah.
Are you an attorney and you need to get more clients so you want to be able to expand? What are you trying to do? What's your business? I mean, if it's a store, you know probably about how big a circumference, an area that people are going to travel to come to your store. If you're in the service business, how are you going to do this? Are you a plumber and you want more people to know you have some kind of special services? What are you trying to get people to do? Because a plumber, no one's going to come into your store. So it's how far are you going to go? So a lot of times, you can be another kind of small business where you're across the country trying to get people. Because
right.
No one comes into your store, and you just need to have them find you. So, So the first question you have to ask is, I chose those three different scenarios because those had to deal with where people are located. So is that
right.
Your issue? Is there a certain kind of vertical of people that you're looking at? Like if you're a tattoo parlor, you're probably not looking at people over the age of 40. what's the demographics?
Right.
What are you trying, and how do you differentiate yourself?
It also depends on what you're selling and how you deliver it, doesn't it? Because some people can sell things online, some people can't. If it's mama's diner, and you sell your flagship plate is a meatloaf, you're not going to deliver that online. Probably they're going to have to come in for that. But that makes a difference too, doesn't it?
But if it's cookies, you might sit there and say, I could be making my cookies and I can be shipping them across the country. I have these really special
right.
cookies that everyone loves. And maybe
right.
I should think about packaging them up and shipping them, and I can start advertising that I've got these really special cookies that you could send to someone for their birthday, whatever.
Right.
So, what is it, which is the basis of any marketing campaign, is what is my specialty? Who do I want them? Who do I want to know about it? Not everyone. There's only a special group of people.
Right.
Is it consumers or is it business? Because if you're
trying
to go to other businesses,
we
if you're a lawyer but you don't do consumer law, You do business-to-business law. You do marketing law, so you're doing marketing contracts. You're not going to...
We talked about Groupon in the last segment, and so what would be an example? So do I buy ads? Do I do click-throughs? What do I do?
Yeah, Bandits? Exactly. That's exactly the question. So then the issue is, you know, if you're selling something and you want to have open up the market, maybe you need to be selling through Amazon or you need to be selling through eBay. And just by going online and selling through them, now you have to pay them to sell through them. It costs you to sell through them. But, you know, that opens you up. That someone that does a search through Google will come up with anything that's in Amazon's catalog or come up with anything that's in eBay's catalog. Or people naturally will go to those two places. And now you come up as opposed to you have a store on your own. So that's
and the local search is a big another way to think about marketing, folks. This is pretty passive, really, and low cost. Is just make sure that your website is designed in such a way that when somebody does a local search, pepperoni pizza in Peoria, that you come up on that specific local search pretty high on that list. You can do that, can't you?
Right. The other thing that you can do is you can do something like Google AdWords, where you pay. It could be anywhere from 5 cents to $5.
And you can do that local too, can't you?
And you show up.
You can do that local too, can't you?
And you can do that local too.
Google Local or something like that. I've forgotten what they call it. They've got a program like that. Hold on to that thought, Anita. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to ask Anita about email and texting as part of your strategic market. Folks, this is still powerful. It works like a charm, and there's so many different ways you can use it to your advantage, and it's almost no cost. Right after these messages, 10 till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Anita Rosen is our guest. Her website is readygo.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.